Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Lamar Jackson met with the media as the Ravens count down to their Week 4 meeting with the Browns.
He's a great pass rusher, great defender. I've been sending him around since my freshman year of college, so I'm used to playing against him, I'd say. He's a great defender, all-around defensive lineman.
When you watch this Cleveland defense on tape, is it hard to find a lot of weaknesses?
I believe every defense going to have its strengths and weaknesses. But for right now, those guys are flying around, all phases of the defense, flying around to the ball, playing great defense.
Well, how much more difficult is it to they move miles around the different spots?
I'm not the lineman, so I don't really think it'll be difficult for me. You know, I'm not the one blocking them. I'm be just having to, you know, read the defense and dish the ball out. Like I said, we had plenty of opportunities to win that game. We was driving the ball down the field, and we have mishaps. Got to just catch the ball, throw the ball, and do what we do best, you know, and put points on the board and going into Cleveland do the same thing, but better.
Lamar, it looked like a couple of times Sunday there were times where you may have expected guys to do something different or vice versa. Do you feel like you guys are still in that phase where you're still trying to get on the same page?
Absolutely. You know, it's September. You know, one of our guys just got there a week. No, not even a month. He hasn't been around, and then we just trying to figure each other out right now. You know, we didn't really play preseason, so we just trying to figure it out. You know, we just had one great game against Cincinnati, piggyback. You know, go to Colts. Well, we played the Colts, and we just had a little mishaps, and that happens. You know, every game not perfect, but we clean it up. Cleveland, I feel like the sky's the limit for us, like I always say. It's just our guys back out there on the field, and we were looking forward to it. You know, Makari and Sam did a great job, you know, when those guys was out, but hopefully they back up this week, and we just hit the ground running like we always do.
Lamar, you and Deshaun Watson also go back to college. Have some battles.
Oh, yeah.
What have you seen from him this year and his offense?
To be honest, I haven't been watching those guys. But like you said, you know, we've been going back and forth since 2016, that shootout in Death Valley. I haven't been watching those guys this season, but they playing pretty good at what I've heard, you know.
Lamar, is there any, like, characteristics of the Browns' defense that makes them particularly formidable?
I'll say their corners and the all-around defense, the corner safety and the defensive line. Like I said, those guys have been flying around on tape.
I know you guys are focused on your own team, but when an NFL team scores 70 in a game, I mean, what comes to mind? I mean, what do you think about? Make you think about where offenses are going? Does it make you think of a bar that you kind of want this offense to get to? What do you think about that?
To be honest, no. I believe our offense can do the same thing. We just have to dial in, you know, stay locked in within the game and put points on the board, because like I said, I feel like we stopped ourselves against the Colts. Turnovers, little mishaps. We wasn't putting points on the board, but I believe we could.
Lamar, John had said last Sunday that, you know, the turnovers, fumbles, we're not winning football. We are winning.
Right.
Is there anything you can point to in common with the fumbles that you've had so far this year?
Oh, they was in a pocket. Most of them been in the pocket. You know, I had that one against Texas when I was trying to make a guy miss. But most of them been in the pocket. I'm trying to throw the ball. You know, the ball is loose, like me throwing it, and it's been hit, you know. But you got to do a better job at that. You know, it affects the game. It affects the game.
Lamar, early this season, you guys will make trips into Cincinnati, Cleveland, and Pittsburgh. At this point in your career, have you adopted sort of an attitude about going into these hostile places? Are you motivated by it? Is there anything that you take that makes your game another level when you're on the road?
I go into you know, those games, playing like any other game, but it's different because they're in the division. So it's like you said, it's a little extra motivation, I'll say. You know, it's like a rival. It's like a rival, and it's physical games, very physical. So
do you hear the crowd? Do you hear things they say?
Nah. No, I don't pay attention to the crowd. I'm trying to win. I'm trying to win. I really don't care.
All right. Thank you, Lamar.
I appreciate y'all.